Jill Schlesinger from Jill on Money is on the WBEN Trocare College Lifeline this morning, talking investing. You know, we're halfway through the year and watching the S&P. I mean, it's really on a run right now. But the question is one company, NVIDIA, single-handedly propping it up?
Well, it's a lot. It's like a third of the whole first half performance. So it's amazing to think of that. So the S&P 500 is up almost, let's call it 15% for the first half of the year. Very good start, right? Okay, very good start. But if you look at NVIDIA, and then you add four other companies, Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, and Meta, those five, those mega tech five, they contributed 60% of the return of the S&P 500 in the first half of the year. It's kind of amazing. So you might say to yourself, well, that doesn't sound good, right? Because that's so narrow. And we want to see a lot of other things start to come along for the ride. But, you know, the other way to look at it is maybe the other things will come along for the ride and these things will go down a little bit, but maybe it won't. And you don't have to worry about it because we don't need to pick the five best stocks in the market ever. You just don't need to do that. And all you need to do is try to get your head on straight and don't jump into something that's already gone up 150%.
Now, you wrote about on your site, JillOnMoney.com, by the way, for everybody listening out there, steps to investing success. And before we get into that, though, I just want to ask, because we're in this, you know, really kind of seems like a topsy-turvy time here, right? Like the stock market's doing great, but we have, let's say, uncertainty on the horizon, you know, what's going to happen in this presidential race. Everyone's always trying to wonder the impact of an election. Well, now we have a whole maybe few months here where no one really knows exactly what's going to happen. Does it worry you at all, uncertainty and how that might play in the markets?
I think that what we often will do is we'll focus on the market reaction to an election. And often that market reaction in the short run is actually incorrect. And I'll give you the best example of that. I remember that in 2016, when Donald Trump, when it looked like that President Trump was winning, right? It was sort of like around 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night. And it looked like the polls were really shifting. I remember that the futures, the stock futures markets went down dramatically, like a big, huge dump down, okay? And then by the time everything opened the next morning, it was back up. So what I think we have to remember is as much as you believe one candidate or the other or one party or the other has a big impact on the market, big economic cycles are ingrained, and it's very difficult to sort of guess what the outcome will be. So, you know, there are some people who are like, well, you know, maybe if Trump wins, then that would actually mean that tax cuts will get extended. That's good for markets. And maybe it's, well, if Biden wins, then we'll have divided government, and that's good for markets. So it's almost like it's sort of silly to try to suss it out because it's almost impossible to guess what the real impact will be. Chances are the economy's doing what the economy's doing, and it is much bigger than any four-year term.
You always say you can't time the market, but what is a good game plan for investors right now?
I think that the first thing you need to do is create a game plan for yourself. Forget about like what's happening in the market. Why are you investing? What are your goals? Are you trying to save for retirement? Are you trying to save for college? Is a purchase of a home in the next few years, is that what's happening for you? Really, what I think if you don't have a plan, that you can really be led astray by your emotions. I think that's very important. The second thing I would consider is that before you really start to invest, and before you say, I want to jump in, I want to buy the S&P 500 index fund. Okay, here's a question to you. Have you addressed your emergency reserve fund? You have 6 to 12 months of your living expenses in a safe place. Have you paid down your outstanding consumer or student loan debt? Are you maxing out your own retirement plan to the best of your ability? And if you've done all that, then I think it's great to be an investor. But I think without going through some of these steps, what we find is people really are their own worst enemies. The last thing I'll note is that I can't tell you guys how often on the show people will call up and I'll say, so you're working with an advisor or you're doing it yourself. Well, how much are you paying? And there's dead silence. You know, we in radio don't like radio silence, right? And I think that you have to understand how much you're paying for any financial product or services, because you don't know what your alternatives are. Sometimes it's the easiest thing in the world to improve your return is just fire the advisor because the advisor's not doing anything for you, and then you'll make an extra 1% or 2% every year. It's kind of good, right?
Yeah, that's an interesting way to look at it. I don't really think about that as much. Investing success, you have create a plan, understand how much you're paying. You just talked about mind the big three. I still want to go back to the one that we always talk about, which is like don't overreact to anything, right? Isn't that part of the success if you're in it for the somewhat of a long term to not overreact?
I think if you have a financial plan or some sort of game plan, what it does is it anchors you. So if all of a sudden you're looking at the markets going crazy up or down, you can go back to the game plan and say, I'm on track. I know what I'm supposed to be doing. So I have a plan where I put money away in my retirement account. I put money away for my kids, or I'm saving for this house, and I don't have to be derailed by my emotions. I think that the game plan in and of itself is something that can just sort of keep you steady. You know, people will often say to me like, well, when do I shift my asset allocation? I want to be tactical. Like, I want to shift my, I want to guess where markets are going. Okay, well, fine. You may or may not be successful in doing that. I would almost argue that unless something is changing in your personal life, that I would not shift your game plan. I think that there are times where you do certainly change. Like, hey, my partner lost a job. We got to change our game plan. We're not going to save as much money. Or my kid decided not to go to college. So I have a bunch of money saved for college for the second kid. Now I don't have to save for college anymore. Or you know what? I looked for houses for a long time and it's pretty rotten out there. I'm going to keep renting. So you put your head down, you keep renting. Maybe you put your money to work. Unless something shifts in your personal life, put your head down, stick to your game plan.
All right. And jobless numbers came in last week. How did that look to you with respect to the Fed possibly cutting rates in September?
I think this was a good report for the Fed. And Jerome Powell is going to testify before Congress this week. This is his semi-annual testimony before the Senate and the House. Look, 206,000 jobs is still a pretty good number. But what we have seen is the number of jobs created start to drift lower. The unemployment rate has gone up to 4.1%. Wage growth is easing. All of this is exactly what the Fed wants to see before it begins to consider lowering interest rates. So we're going to get another inflation report out later this week. And, you know, almost, I guess that if it comes in really hot, showing that inflation's like really moving higher, that would be bad news. But so far, given all the other information we've gotten, it does appear that that labor market report plus price increases slowing down means that the Fed's most likely on track for at least a September, if not a December, rate drop.
Okay. Hey, Jill, thank you as always, and look forward to talking with you again next week. Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, with us here every Monday on WBEM.